From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Monetary Fund's chief economist, Maurice Obstfeld, says global economic growth has been too slow for too long. He says this disappointing growth rate could worsen.
Now, we're not presently in a crisis. As Managing Director Lagarde pointed out a short while ago, we're not in a state of alarm, but in a state of alert.
The IMF's newest World Economic Outlook cuts the global growth forecast 0.2% to 3.2%. Economic and financial officials from around the world plan to gather in Washington this week for meetings of the World Bank, the IMF, and the G20. The Italian Coast Guard said Tuesday it has rescued more than 2,000 migrants in dangerous seas off the coast of Libya over the last 2 days. About 25 operations were needed to rescue them from overcrowded boats. Italian authorities say there were no casualties and that all the migrants were taken to Sicily. Meanwhile, Austria says it is planning to bring back tighter controls of its borders with Italy, fearing a new influx of migrants. Prosecutors in Belgium say they have charged two people in connection with the terrorist attacks last month in Brussels. A statement from the federal prosecutor's office identified those charged with terrorism offenses as Smail F. and Ibrahim F. It says they were involved in the rental of an apartment that may have been used as a safe house by one of the Brussels bombers. At least 8 people have been killed in new U.S. airstrikes targeting al-Shabaab militants in southern Somalia. A Pentagon spokesman says unmanned drones were used in attacks that took place Monday and Tuesday. This is VOA News.